Rock and Roll Football
on Absolute Radio
with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Oh my God. This is definitely the most exciting end to a season we've ever had here.
Very exciting stuff. The climax of the Premier League season is one thing. The crisp buffet has happened in the studio. You're going to hear a lot about that. And it's been a sort of end of term feeling, I suppose, hasn't there?
Yeah, we've trashed the place, we've set up the fire alarms.
Yeah, we've been writing on each other's shirts in marker
Sir pen. Is livid. We're all getting, like, detention when we come back.
Yeah,
can't
yeah.
give me detention, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think this is the most fun end of the... This captures the chaos and madness of the end of the season better than I think any of our previous end of the seasons have.
Yes.
It's just marvellous madness.
Yes.
And obviously, as Forest fans, are well out of it, so I think that's partly why
that's
we enjoyed it so
much. Relaxed, yeah, yeah.
But man, also some insane texts today.
Yes, some weird food combinations inspired by David James, as you'll hear.
And great guest, John McClaw from Revenant of the Makers, Faker Others.
Yeah, amazing.
Sky Sports and other places, live on the show. Big, big guests. Obviously, the Rev for Chef Wed.
Yes.
And Faye, big Luton Town fan. But my word, I'll tell you what, maybe you don't know what happened. Maybe this is the way you're going to find out, like the episode of The Likely Lad.
What a way to do it.
We won't tell you, but we'll see you on the flip side when you will find out who got relegated and who stayed up.
Brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
In 20 minutes' time, the final round of Premier League fixtures kicks off. Everton at home to Bournemouth, Leeds at home to Spurs, Leicester at home to West Ham United. Only one of Everton, Leeds or Leicester can remain in the Premier League. Nottingham Forest, of course, secured their survival last week at a canter. Easy.
Against the second-place team in the division. What a performance, eh? Amazing.
That's one of the best things I've ever seen on television.
Yeah, it was great, wasn't it? What an amazing party atmosphere.
And I used to watch Thundercats.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Man. Better than any episode of the A-Team. It's one of the coolest things. In the League 2 playoff final,
Another
Dyson.
Penalty shootout is upon us. It's about to happen. Carlisle United 1, Stockport County 1 after extra time. It's another shootout at Wembley in the League 2 playoff final. Amazing.
It is. I'm here to preview the hottest of hot days.
Yes.
It's Matt Dyson.
And so it ends after the long drawn out series of headline making highs and lows, drama and heartache. No, not Philip Schofield's TV career. The Premier League season. Perhaps that comparison was unwise, but not illegal, so it's fine. Seriously though, what a day of red hot Premier League action ahead. We've never still been doing rock and roll football this late in May. It's a first. The World Cup interrupted season ends today and two more teams will go down. It's squeaky business end time at the bottom of the table. Two of either Leeds, Leicester or Everton will be joining Southampton in the Championship, and they're all playing at home. It's probably worth repeating once again that Nottingham Forest secured their survival last Saturday night, beating Arsenal at the City Ground. Just above the drop zone when we kick off at 4:30 are Sean Dyche's Toffee Men, who play Bournemouth. The worm-eating Gruffalo has made a difference since coming in. Roughly speaking, like he does, the main problem could be goals, with Dominic Calvert-Lewin out injured. Leeds also have Bamford out for their game against an out-of-form Tottenham. Big old Sam Pinterwine Allardyce wasn't given much time to save them, but the overconfident, dreaded, drop-diverting Red Adair would be an overnight hero if he makes another miracle today. Then there's Leicester City, the fallen, forlorn Filbert Foxes, at home to West Ham, who have one eye on their upcoming Europa Conference final. Will it be Prague that way? Heavy squad rotation this way. Listen, either way, Dean Smith's side just need to win and hope Everton draw, as they've got better goal difference. The margins are fine. Elsewhere, the top four's all sorted, as the Europa League places for Liverpool and Brighton are as well, but Spurs and Brentford are breathing down Aston Villa's neck for the Europa League conference spot in seventh. It's also Arroy's final game as interim Palace boss, and Frank Lampard leaves Chelsea for the incoming Maurizio Pochettino, with no one mourning his departure in any way. So we'll catch you on the way back in, as the excellent indie band Spectre put it in their single of the same name that we've been starting every show with this season. Share audio, share video, rock and roll football on the radio. Everyone's a loser when there's nothing left to win. Wise words from Spectre, and it's live!
Oh! Dyson.
Oh.
This does feel like an end of term party, doesn't
it?
It
does. We should think. We've been using them all season. They're going to get a good PRS payment from us, hopefully. Yeah, that'd be nice.
I wonder if at the end of the show we should just walk every corner of the studio like the players do.
Yeah.
You should have brought your kids in.
Oh, I missed the trick there.
Right, in the League Two playoff final. Dyson, what's the latest?
It's 1-1 on pens. No misses so far. Almost as good as the penalties in the Luton game the other day.
Do we sound the air horn every time someone scores a penalty?
It might get a bit noisy, but yeah.
Yeah. Producer Liam says no. Let's see what happens to this next one.
Yeah.
So who's this one? This is Stockport.
We've got to look at their faces. So it's Stockport. They always look a little bit nervous, don't they?
Nervous little boys.
Yeah, nervous little League Two boys. The keeper's making himself big on the line.
Here we go.
He takes it.
Oh, he's missed it. We didn't get to turn the air horn. Gutted.
What a save that is by the Carlisle keeper.
Oh, he looks gutted. Oh, he's sad.
His shirt's gone over his eyes. They all do that now, don't they?
Now, something happened to me on the way to the studio, which sounds like an after-dinner lie, but it's absolutely true.
What happened?
I walked past someone in the street, a musical royalty.
Oh.
Bjorn from ABBA.
Really?
I walked past Bjorn from ABBA in the street. Oh. I'm usually the sort of person that stops people and asks for their autograph. I didn't have a pen on me, and it was by the time I'd figured out who he was, he'd gotten. I was like, oh my god!
Was it really him? Was it a hologram that escaped from the
Yeah, it was
East
like ten.
London
it was 10 foot tall,
just wandering around.
It was Bjorn from ABBA.
Oh, is he? He looks good, doesn't he?
He looks
his age.
Great.
Yeah, really aged.
He had his shades
well.
On. He was just kind of walking with. I would say he was a man who walked with purpose.
Really? Okay.
Yes. Oh. A gentle intensity about him.
And did you say anything? Did you stop him?
I think I just smiled at him.
You smiled and said, thank you.
For the music.
Thank you for the music. The songs you're singing.
Everyone must say that to him. Thank you for the music. Oh. Mamma mia, it's Bjorn from ABBA. Now, we are having an end-of-season party in here because you may remember. How did this come about?
Someone sent it to us on social media. It was a pub in Hull that were doing a crisp buffet, like a sort of bottomless brunch style.
Eat
and drink all you want, and you can have. And you can. Sorry, it's 2-2 now in the penalty shootout.
In your face.
And if I move over to the left of the studio now, we have our own little crisp
buffet.
Oh,
he's roaming!
We have our own little crisp buffet. I don't know if you can hear this. This is the sound of the new. The new Big Watsits tangy
giant
cocktail.
Yeah.
Giant Watsits.
Yeah, then.
We've got Funyuns, we've got Skips, we've got flaming hot Watsits, and we've got loads of Frisps.
This is like a really sad version of MTV Cribs. I'm not going to pop one in your mouth and we can listen to eat it.
No one wants to hear that, do they?
True. Yeah. We have a very special guest now, massive Sheffield Wednesday fan and one of the greatest songwriters this country has ever produced. Lead singer, leader of one of the greatest live acts you'll ever see in your life, John McClaw, a.k.a. The Reverend from Reverend and the Makers. And John, you're on your way to Wembley.
Good afternoon, Matt and Matt. How are you, lads?
Yes, good.
We're good.
Thank you, good. Not as good as you must be feeling, though.
Oh, mate, absolutely buzzing. I mean, obviously, didn't think we were going to be here because went to Peterborough. Ugh. 4-0 down, man. Obviously thought it were end of the world, and I'm the last one to leave the stadium, depths of despair, and then obviously a miracle occurred, you know, so...
It really did.
Unbelievable.
I mean, that must have been... The thing is with the playoffs, it happens so quick. You go from thinking, oh, we're going to do the playoffs, who are we going to have? And then, bang, semi-finals, and they're both mad. I mean, that's just incredible to be 4-0 down. No club's ever done it. And then all of a sudden, you're at Wembley again, with the chance to, you know, next season, for your life to just be a million times better.
Unbelievable. I mean, leaving the stadium after the semi, a 75-year-old fella said to me and my lad, that's the best game Hillsborough's ever seen in 150 years. Oh. My head went completely. You know, lost. I climbed up on a railing, which is like very not, but really not like me. So it's just amazing. And, you know, we're looking forward to a great day tomorrow. It took 44,000, which is the maximum we've let us have. We could have done 60-odd, I reckon. Sometimes it's good to remind the wider football community, Wednesday's a big club. You know
Massive
what I mean?
Club.
It's a very well-supported club. Old club, obviously football, the rules of football, codified in Sheffield. So in many ways, it's the home of football. And I think tomorrow, hopefully, great occasion for South Yorkshire, of course, playing Barnsley. I mean, I've got my missus, my two kids, my mum and my dad, my brother, all my cousins. It's going to be what an occasion.
And a bucket of Vindaloo.
There we go. All happening, mate.
So, do they play your... They must play Heavyweight Champion of the World at Hillsborough. They must play some Reverend songs before kick-off.
Yeah, they do. They play a bit of that. Play Silas Is Talking, play Heavyweight Champion. They're very supportive, actually, of the band and of the sort of musical community. They've got a great guy down there who's running the club for the chairman now, called Liam Dooley, who's a great fella. So, thing I've got to say, though, I'm going to give a bit of credit to Darren Moore, actually, because the culture of the club were a little bit sort of not so good a few years back. And when Moore's come in, he's transformed the entire vibe. I mean, there's a viral clip going around where he's addressing the fellas after the semi-final. And the respect he's, and sort of esteem with which he's held, and then yeah. Bannon takes over and he sort of talks about him. My cousin's a coach down there for the under-16s. He had them all behind net shouting abuse at players when they were taking penalties to get used to that.
It was great.
And he's been pumping crowd noise into the training ground, generate the atmosphere, which is just genius when you think about it.
It is. I mean, I'd happily help my club out by turning up and just hurling abuse at players. What a great way to serve.
No problem.
Rev, yeah, well, we hope you do it, mate. All the best.
Cheers, Matt. Take care, boys.
A massive goal, Dyson.
Yes, an early goal, 2 minutes in at Elland Road. And it's gone to Tottenham Hotspur.
Oh, there was almost another.
Oh, that was close.
Sorry.
Leeds nearly got one back. But Spurs are in the lead. Oh, and another goal at Villa Park as well. Douglas Luiz has... Oh, it's a really good header. So there's a lot going on. Douglas Luiz has just scored for Aston Villa. They're 1-0 up against Brighton, but Harry Kane has given Spurs the lead 2 minutes in, and Leeds are coming out fighting, to be fair, aren't they?
So as it stands, Everton stay up, Leeds, Leicester go down.
That's where we are at the moment.
We'll keep you updated. I tell you what, Kane scoring early in that game means Leeds have absolutely got to go for it now.
Yeah, and they are.
This is, you know, like at the end of games where teams just go mad.
Yeah.
You're like, why didn't you do that in the previous 89 minutes? That's how they're playing
it's
now.
It's going to be like that for the rest of the game. Very exciting.
He knows how to make it exciting, doesn't he, Harry?
Oh, he
sorry, I was just
it.
Slightly suppressing a belch there from all these crisps.
Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah, well, that's what happens. It's a side effect of a crisp buffet, isn't it, unfortunately?
I feel very heavy with crisps now. I don't often feel... I feel that I could... You know, if you get the right flavour crisp...
Yeah.
You could just eat endless
eat and
amounts.
Yeah, I find that, especially with the maize-based ones. You know,
yeah.
Because they're quite light. They feel almost like healthy crisps.
It takes more calories to eat them than is in them.
Yeah, it's just so easy to chew them. Yeah, all day long.
You've got real granddad vibes today.
Have I? Thanks.
Oh, I love it.
Well, thanks, mate.
Yeah, do your flies up, mate. More!
So many goals. Southampton have got one back against Liverpool. James Ward-Prowse on what is probably his final game for the Saints. Fulham have scored at Manchester United. One up. Kenny Tete with the goal. Man United safe in the Champions League places, so it doesn't really matter, I suppose. And there was another goal as well. Where's the other goal, 40? I'm sure there was another one that we haven't
Brighton.
Done yet. Brighton have got an equaliser against Aston
Hit
Villa.
Hit refresh on the BBC website for crying out loud.
Undav scored the goal, so it's 1-1, and that will affect the final Europa conference place, potentially. I think at the moment that will mean Tottenham are in there because they are winning.
As it stands, that's right,
as it stands,
Spurs
key
take seventh,
today.
Seventh spot, and they get the Europa Conference. Obviously, West Ham are in the final of the Europa Conference League. And the bottom three, as it stands, Southampton obviously were already toast, but it is still Leeds and Leicester going down,
yeah.
Everton staying up. But oof, there could be more twists and turns.
Whoa.
I saw that was going in. That was like Justin Hawkins
what
in the darkness.
Day. Yeah, it was high-pitched.
Could have written a concept song about the last
There's
day of
so
the season.
So much more not being involved in this relegation battle is lovely, isn't it? So stress-free we are as Forest fans. It's lovely.
High quality being a Forest fan. But, of course, we've also been following various teams this season, Dyson.
Ah, yes. What a journey it's been.
Oh, emotional.
On the Glory Hunters. Yeah, we started with Solihull Moors back in August. Solihull, home to one of my favourite facts, the town that got its name from being built on a soily hill.
Yes.
Hence the name Solihull. That's one that stayed with everyone, I think, isn't it? We lasted 8 weeks with them before they lost to Woking, the town called Malice. The Cardinals lasted 2 weeks before they were taken over by the oldest club in the world, Notts County, that we started flying
you bays.
Only for 2 weeks with the mighty Magpies before Colville beat them in the FA Cup qualifiers. The Leicestershire mining town was also, of course, who could forget, the birthplace of Action Man and Star Wars figurines and Care Bears as well at the Palitoy Limited factory. That was one of the interesting facts from the season.
Great fact.
Despite the strength of this fact, they were beaten by Bedford Town. And then we rattled through Michelova Sports, Redditch United, and then we had our first brush with Leyston in rural Suffolk, of course, not far from the coast and the Sizewell B power station. We spoke about Leyston a lot this season, yeah. It feels like. We had 10 glorious weeks with Nuneaton Borough. Oh, so many Nuneaton facts. We learnt a lot about them.
Weird.
Of course, home to the...
What was that?
I don't know. That weird hill, the Nuneaton Nipple, that it's called, a landmark.
That's right.
Very prominent landmark in the area. And then they were eventually beaten by Rushall Olympic, who I think producer Liam used to play for at youth level, is that right?
Played against.
That's not quite as interesting as a fact. And then it was back to Leyston for a couple
contact.
Of weeks. Then Tamworth, where the season ended with Tamworth. And then that's where it will start again next season.
Lovely.
In Tamworth. I think it is the fifth, just if memory serves me correct, Tamworth is the among the fifth safest major towns in the UK.
Great. Well, if you're in Tamworth, do you feel safe? Have you been to Tamworth? Is it a nice place? I think it is, isn't it? Robert Peel and the Tamworth
Manifesto.
I've driven
through Tamworth, yeah.
Before. Right. Safely, I hope.
Nice part of Staffordshire.
Can I just say on the crisp buffet that we're having?
Yeah.
A lot of fuss was made about crisps in the run-up to this.
Oh, yeah. You've tried them for the first time.
I don't think I like them.
What?
Maybe I just don't like cheese and onion.
Yeah, unfortunately, Liam only bought, like, 50 bags of cheese and onion, yeah. Which was a strange choice.
50 yeah. bags of cheese and
I
onion.
I would say that salt and vinegar are the best. Than
totally
salt,
agree.
Than cheese
yeah.
and onion. But, yeah, they're very light, though, aren't they? You've got to admire the lightness.
Yeah, but not to make this about... let's make it about football. You've got your fancy foreign imports here. You've got your prawn cocktail quavers, prawn cocktail...
Nice and spicy
knickknacks. Lovely exotic flavours. Next to that, a cheese and onion frisp. It's pathetic.
Crisps are almost like a sort
you
of Luton.
Buy them next year.
They're like a Luton town.
That didn't come out of like the showy budget. That was me.
Oh really?
All me.
No one else has put theirs on expenses either. We brought crisps in.
Yeah, we all bought crisps in, Liam. You went a bit mad on one particular type, and then you've bought some really posh ones for me, which I really like.
He's just wandered off, Mike. Don't worry about it.
How do you pronounce it? Mano Masa.
Yeah.
Really nice. Serrano chili and Yucatan honey. You love a bit of Yucatan honey.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
You managed to make it sound like an innuendo there. He likes his Yucatan honey.
He loves his Yucatan,
if you know what I mean. Rock and roll football on the sixth bank holiday we've had this month alone. Has anyone been to work this month? It's mad, isn't it? So it's just been off the whole time.
It makes full weeks seem like a real drag, doesn't it?
Yeah, you're like, what?
Oh, what? 5 days. Oh.
Come on, man. Surely the government have got to sort this out.
Yeah.
4 day week now. But these bank holidays are great, aren't they? Not that, obviously, you and I were here working, we're grafting hard on
a
Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. No days off for us.
Not eating crisps. Stuffing our faces.
Crisp buffets in the Premier League. No. Oh, already a goal in the second half.
No way, you're kidding me.
Yeah,
Hold on.
It's not really going to affect anything because Southampton are already relegated, but they are beating Liverpool 3-2. Sulemana with his second goal of the afternoon.
Oh, my word.
Unbelievable. So strange. But as it stands, the big news as it stands, that Leicester are surviving because as the second halves get underway, they are currently winning 1-0 against West Ham. Harvey Barnes with the goal, which means they are above Everton on goal difference. They're drawing 0-0 with Bournemouth and Leeds losing at home to Spurs.
I reckon that's going to keep changing in the next 45 minutes. The second half's
hour and a half. You'd have thought Everton would do something.
But of all of them, everyone thought Leicester were the most obvious. Basically, people said it's between Everton and Leeds, and here we are.
Yeah.
And Everton and Leeds. I mean, when you just think about, let's say it is those three, Everton, Leeds, Southampton, three absolutely massive top-tier clubs.
Yeah.
And they're all getting relegated.
With heritage in the Premier League as well. It's time for the new guard to come through. The Lutons, your Forests, the things are changing. There's a shift in the traditional paradigm.
Ooh.
Of football powerhouses.
Someone remembers one of his seminars from uni. Oh, yeah, paradigms. Yeah, paradigms.
If in doubt, just say paradigm.
Another Day in Paradigms by Phil Collins. Leicester winning 1-0. So as it stands, Leicester stay up, Everton and Leeds join Southampton in going down. Southampton currently beating Liverpool at home. Now, former Liverpool goalkeeper David James is in the news this week because he's revealed that he puts hot water on his... Can you guess what he puts hot water on?
Yeah, I think I can. Cereal on his
breakfast. Good guess.
Thanks, yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah. I mean, what? That's just a soggy mess, isn't it? And also, why hot?
Exactly. Yeah. Imagine doing that to cornflakes.
I don't even like hot milk on cereal.
I don't even like hot milk.
I don't even like that. So you can imagine my disgust at this. But yeah, I mean, I don't know what you're thinking, really. I'd rather use a milk alternative if you don't want the...
Well, he is.
Want the cow juice. No, like one of the tradition, one of the more, you know, like nut milk or something, you know.
I beg your pardon.
Some sort of...
Oh, there's been a goal! A massive one! A massive one!
Oh, Decore has scored! Oh, my Lord. I thought he might do today. Wow, that is amazing. That's a great way of moving on from me saying nut milk.
Well, no, because you just took us straight back there.
Decore has scored a crucial goal for Everton, which means they climb out of the relegation zone. Leicester go back in. Leeds are staying there as our
Southampton. Oh, my word.
The moment, that goal could keep Everton in the Premier League. Wow.
So what's your worst food combination? Do you have a food combination that your friends say, that's disgusting? I used to put biltong on top of crisps and make a kind of rudimentary kebab meat and chips. Colleagues of mine were horrified.
Yeah, no, I'm not into that. I'll put peanut butter on anything, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Especially...
Oh, God. Nut milk, nut butter. Will this never end?
Wait a minute. There's a big goal in there.
But it won't be enough, will it?
It won't be enough. Not if Everton are still winning. Wout Faes has scored. They're winning 2-0 against West Ham. Yes, Gabriel Jesus has scored a fourth goal for Arsenal. Absolutely hammering Wolves 4-0.
That second Leicester goal won't be enough unless... Oh my... This is so exciting, but we're even more exciting, or almost as exciting, after David James put hot water on his cereal.
Mm,
yeah. Maniac.
Yes.
That would just ruin any... There's not a single cereal that would improve.
Yeah, it's true. It's hard to think. And cold water is one thing, but boiling hot water is... It's inedible as well, isn't it? Like, there's nothing to cool it down, really, is
there? Imagine doing that to Cocoa Pops.
Oh!
They don't say it turns the scalding water chocolatey.
No, they don't.
Do they?
Absolute crime.
Because, you know, I just don't think colleagues would say that.
No, they would never say that.
Oh, I thought these were going to score. Anyway, one of my teachers, Tommy, used to dip flapjacks in gravy. What's the matter with him?
That is a sweet and savoury combo I've never considered.
But no. Always coming round to it.
I'd give it a try. If you came to me now with a jug of gravy and a flapjack, I'd have a go. So,
well, David James might. David, if you're listening, get here now with a hot jug of gravy and a cold flapjack. Simon, who's cooking dinner in Shoreham by Sea, says marmalade and mayonnaise on hot buttered toast.
Ooh, unusual.
No, it's disgusting.
It's a bit sort of, congealy, that. It feels like it might congeal.
He says when you try it, you'll never go back.
To believe
in the world is a good place.
I'm on board with that, yeah.
Now, producer Liam has his own unique combo. What is it?
Yeah, well, less so now. I was going through a bit of like a transitional period. And
oh, crikey, big news.
No.
You kept that well hidden.
I was 18. I was on a journey of discovery, and I used to have ham and cucumber on a sandwich.
Okay,
right? Perfectly normal.
Oh, I love ham and cucumber.
But then I would
some mayo on top,
smother it in soy sauce.
Oh!
And sit until you've tried it.
It's all just going off the cucumber and going down the side of the bread, isn't it? Surely
the cucumber kind of like soaks it up.
Did it?
Just
okay. like a almost sponge. Almost becomes a sort of like a pickle, almost.
Yeah. Mm. Incredible.
Because it is just... Soy is just salty liquid, isn't it?
Yeah, salty.
Oh, no. You know what I mean? It's just basically...
Yeah.
It's liquid sauce.
Right, it is.
So it's just like seasoning a sandwich, isn't it? And when you dip sushi in it, it works, a treat.
Yeah.
So why shouldn't we have it?
I just feel... my initial thoughts were it would all be... Like sort of dribbling down your wrist as you hold the sandwich. The sweet sauce.
Oh, we're going to get in so much trouble.
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Sarah So she puts mashed up bananas in curry.
Oh, I love that.
What?
Yeah, I do that, yeah, yeah.
You do it?
I do. I'm the only one in my family that does that. When we have a homemade curry, I would go and mash a banana up, stick it in there. It makes it really fruity. And then like raisins, I'll throw them in as well. It reminds me of old school dinner curries in the 80s. Lovely,
but hang on,
fruity curries. I love a fruity
curry. So what curry would you do it with?
Any homemade generic curry. So
okay, but not one that you'd ordered in?
Quite a spicy one. No, I probably wouldn't do that, no.
Okay.
Because I trust the chefs to make it properly, and I wouldn't want to mess with it. But when it's a homemade one, you can add whatever you like then, can't you?
Well, yeah, but if you want it to taste good, you shouldn't be putting bananas in.
Oh, it's so good. Don't knock it.
And what do you just
it
mash it and
fruity.
You chop it?
Yeah,
and,
it's but then, spicy, but it's fruity at the same time.
But what at what stage do you add it?
Well, I don't know about Sarah, but I mash it on a plate and then just pour it in on my plate and mix it all together.
But towards the end, in the middle, when you're frying off the
right
onions?
At the start. No, at when it's been served. Because no one else wants it.
So what, right at the end then?
No, when it's on my plate, I'll add the mashed banana.
Well, hang on, you said right at the start now. Now you're saying you're going to put it on your plate. You're all over the place.
Eating process. At the start of the eating process.
Right, so at the end of the cooking process.
It's like a garnish, yeah.
Right, okay. But doesn't it go all brown?
No, because it's in the sauce. It just sort of melts into the sauce. You can't really see it.
But
there's like a fruity hint in there. So nice.
A fruity hint?
Yes.
I don't want a fruity hint.
You do.
I want a curry hit.
No, it's nice. And, I think it's worth a try.
Give you a fruity hint.
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Something annoyed you this week? Need to get it off your chest? Email it to football@absoluteradio.co.uk and one of the Roys will rant about it. Hodgson and Keane at your service. Roy's Rants on Rock and Roll Football.
Oh, old school, yeah. A bit of Roy's ranting. We haven't used that for a while.
We haven't, but there's big news, Dyson.
We should touch on this. Everton are staying up. They have survived the Premier League's final day. They have just won 1-0 against Bournemouth. Leicester got a victory, but their players are on the pitch at Leicester watching on their phones to see the end of this Everton game. But despite Leicester winning 2-1 against West Ham, they have got relegated. Leicester City relegated. Ooh, amazing stuff. Anyway, back to the sale.
Yeah, carnage at Goodison. It actually looks slightly dangerous there.
There's some sort of pitch invasion happening.
But well done, Everton. Commiserations to Leicester, Leeds and Southampton. What an incredible final day of the season. But anyway, to the seance of the living.
To the seance of the living, the last one of the season. Let's all channel with me now. We have a question from Natasha, who's texted us today, saying she would like to hear Jack Grealish's thoughts. Very popular on this section of the show. Jack Grealish's thoughts on the Just Stop Oil protesters at the Rugby and Chelsea Flower Show this week. Why do they have to rile the middle classes so much with their orange powder? She asks.
I've never done orange powder. But I don't know where you get it. Probably on the dark web or something, but... No, I think you've got to have, people have got to be able to speak their mind, haven't they? So, I don't mind people, saying it, and, I never understand, some oil's okay, innit? Olive oil. Because our nutritionist says it's good for you, a spoon a day, but, I don't want Just Stop Oil coming after him.
No, they're not bothered about that. I hope not.
Cod liver. I don't like that.
No.
I'll just stop cod liver oil. I'll be up for that. But I wouldn't glue myself to anything. Not the tarmac. I don't get that either. You're meant to look both ways before crossing the road, aren't you? Not lie down. What would your mum say? Do you know what I mean? I'm just going to go lie down on the M6 towel. I don't think they do the M6 toll, do they? It costs them a fiver to do it.
It's too expensive, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't mind people having a say, you know. It's life, isn't it? You've got to speak your mind, Just Stop Oil, I don't know, is there a Just Start Oil? There must be people out there that like it, because it's out there, isn't it? If cars could speak, maybe they'd say, Yeah. There was that car, wasn't there? Was that Transformers or something?
Oh, yeah.
Optimus Prime. He's probably not electric, is he? Because, he'd only be able to fight for, half an hour.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Then they'd beat him, so... I don't know, really, I don't like him interrupting the sport. Obviously, it's, one of them things, innit? You're I don't mind doing it, but, not when I'm there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, if they do it to rugby, I don't mind because it's boring, isn't it? So, like, if anything, do it there more often because, like, it gives you. It's the only. I only ever watch it when there's, like, a protest. Although, like, my, like, mates always, like, they used to get a streaker.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And now it's just, like, blokes with orange powder. It's like, come on, man. Like, let's bring back them days. It was, like, more fun, wasn't it? Like, naked wobbly man, like, bouncing around with his big belly, like. Like, more fun, wasn't it? Like, you probably can't do that. You shouldn't probably get naked no more, but...
No, no.
Maybe just do it, and, like, just take your shirt off or something, and, like, you know, because before it was just no reason, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's for fun.
Yeah, there's no, like, slogans or nothing, but I'm cool with it. I can see, like, I like, to summarise, then, I like olive oil. I quite like truffle oil, you know.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, Erling got me into it. He's like, it's nice on, like, food, I guess. But I wouldn't put, like, petrol oil on my food. Like,
no.
That'd be disgusting. So, like, I'd just stop oil on my food, but, like, I don't know.
Matt, and you. Rock and roll football.
I know where I know that song from now. Next on Rock and Roll Football, it's Munch of the Day.
I'm an idiot!
It's Munch of the Day! I'm a double idiot. I forgot that jingle was going to play. That's in Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels.
Yes, that's right, yes.
It's only just dawned on me. Every time we play it, I'm like, I know that.
It feels familiar.
It gives me, like, a warm feeling to the violent films. anyway, Munch of the Day, Dyson. What are people having for their dinner while they watch Munch of the Day?
A flurry of people getting in touch. They're going to say they're going to have brown sugar on their chippy tea, which is, I mean,
okay.
That is
kidding.
A groundbreaking piece of advice, that. Some other people saying they're just going to have crisps inspired by the crisp buffet. Someone on Twitter here, the Count of Monte Bisto, has given us a fact that flame grilled steak McCoy's is the number one best-selling crisp in vending machines in the UK.
Really?
They're quite filling, aren't they? They're the most filling crisp.
But it's also about what's available in the vending machines.
Well,
who are the gatekeepers of the crisp world? They're the people you've got to get to.
Yeah, there's something in that. We could delve into that maybe next season.
Yeah, there'll be like contracts, won't there? There'll be suppliers that have exclusivity deals with certain crisp manufacturers.
That's right, yeah.
And Walkers will be going, we need to get into the, say, Premier Inn vending machine market, right? Because every Premier Inn has a vending machine.
Yeah,
often on every floor.
Yeah.
And this is how it works. Liam's looking at me.
It's
like,
a key thing, isn't it?
It is.
A key part of the process.
Also, this, like, it's even, as we know, in supermarkets, what shelf you get on is crucial.
Yeah,
yeah. The eyeline shelf is the crucial one.
The shop, the walk around the shop. It's all been thought about by the marketers, hasn't it? Yeah.
And let's find a way to try and bring this back to football. I'm struggling. Megan Kate is going to have homemade stuffed crust veggie pizza with a nice ice cold Dyke. How do you make homemade stuffed crust?
Oh.
I guess you just fold the dough over, leave a little thing with your finger, and then just pump some cheese in.
Okay, yeah. You could do that.
Maybe. Or you just roll it over with some hard cheese.
I've never heard anyone doing it, but I like it,
It's too late, and it's the last show of the season. We don't know how to make homemade stuffed crust pizza. What a cliffhanger.
Oh, yeah.
In our first show back in August, we have to remember we're going to find
let's
out.
Let's make it in the studio.
Let's make it in the studio.
Rock and roll football. Podcast done.
Well, do you know what? I think we thought Everton were going to stay up, but then obviously there was about half an hour where they weren't.
Yeah.
And that was very dramatic.
Oh, it was very dramatic afternoon of football, wasn't it? Yeah. Decore with an amazing goal. Yerry Mina's biting. It had it all, didn't it? The final game for Everton.
Yeah. I wonder how much that's going to be revisited in the coming days.
I'd like to see a replay of it, certainly, yeah.
I think because it's the end of the season, in a way, no one cares. They're like, what's the point now?
Yeah, it's literally going to be Munch of the Day tonight, isn't it? As they review that.
If only we'd have thought of that when we were on air.
Yeah.
Maybe retrospectively we'll put it in.
We'll try and put it back in, try and edit it in.
Yeah. Did we manage it? You'll know because you're listening now.
Mm.
But we're listening now.
Mm.
I've not explained that as well as I should have done.
Yeah.
It made me sound deeply dense. But thank you for downloading this.
Yes, thank you for being with us all season.
What a season it's been. As Forest fans, it's been very special, in the end. And we'll be back in August with the start of the new Premier League season and all the other seasons.
Yes.
Have a good few weeks off. This is now the closed season now, so you've got your pre-season.
Yeah.
Can have a few weeks off.
We'll have a few weeks off, then we're back in training.
Yeah.
sort of mid-July.
Yeah, we've got a pre-season friendlies, haven't we? We've got some like local radio stations just to
do
some warm-ups.
Some nice pre-season friendlies. It should be fun, shouldn't we? We're playing Mercia Sound, I think. I'm trying to think of some other ones.
Real Radio, Key 106.
Trent
FM.
Viking in Hull. All of the big ones.
Exactly. All the big ones. We just get us back
radio
up to match
Jackie
fitness.
For a bit of a local one.
Well, this is a pleasure. Please leave a 5-star written review. Tell all your pals about it. We will see you at the start of the next season.
See you next season.
You Reds!